弟兄姊妹们一起来分享主的话语。
Thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to share the word of God with you.
有些人可能知道，本来是冯牧师是这星期跟我们分享，但是他下星期要做一个拔牙的那个两个拔牙，所以我们在信息上有一些调整，所以请大家也是纪念冯牧师他的拔牙。两个牙。
Some of you probably know that this was originally Brother Fan's Sunday to share the message, because next week he has to have two of his teeth pulled, so we have some adjustment.
好，我们也先来读几处的圣经。我们一起来看诗篇32篇，我们读第一、第二节。
Let's also read some scriptures. Let's turn to Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2.
找到我们一起来读诗篇32篇第一节第二节。
When we find it, let's read it together.
中文英文一起读。
Chinese and English together.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。然后我们再来看约翰福音20:29。
Also turn to Gospel of John chapter 20:29。
我们只读29节，20:29。
John chapter 20:29。
找到我们也一起来读。
Let's read together。
耶稣对他说。你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。我们再看诗篇119篇18节。
And also turn to Psalm
119:18
Verse 18。
诗篇119篇18节，我们一起来读。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。我们再看以赛亚书66章第二节。
And also Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2。
找到我们也一起来读。
Let's read together。
以赛亚书66章第二节。耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有。但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而善心的人。最后我们再看一个地方，马太福音3:12。
And also Matthew chapter 3:12。
马太福音3:12，找到我们也一起读。
Matthew 3:12, read together.
他手里拿着钵旗，要扬进他的仓，把麦子收在仓里，用仓用不尽的火烧尽。好，我们一起有一些祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
创造宇宙万物的主，爱我们的神，我们一起来敬拜你。
The God who created heaven and earth, and the God that loves us, we worship you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，靠着你爱主耶稣基督的宝血，我们今天在一起来到主你自己的面前。
Lord, we thank you that through the blood of your Son Jesus Christ, we can come before you today.
愿今天你也在借着你的爱子耶稣基督，也再来对我们心里的深处来说话。
And through your beloved Son Jesus Christ, that you can speak to us in our heart.
求你来恩膏，求你的圣灵来恩膏，为你做出口的、翻译的、还在做的每一颗心。
And may your Holy Spirit anoint the one who speaks, the one who translates, and the heart of everyone here.
愿你的话在这里能够被得到颂扬。
And may your word be proclaimed.
And 愿你的名能够得到称颂。
And may your name be praised.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们知道诗篇是讲赞美和敬拜的。
We know that the psalm is for praising and for worshiping.
相对于摩西的五卷书，诗篇也被分为五卷。
It's like the five books of Moses. Psalm is also divided into five books.
在摩西五经里，我们看到律法。
And in the, we saw the five books of Moses are the books of law.
在诗篇里，相应的，我们也看到神的律法。
And also in the Psalms, we also see God's law.
诗篇的收集大概是起源于大卫和所罗门的年间。
And the Psalms were collected around the time of David and Solomon.
大概是公元前一千年前，一千年前。
About A.D. 1000.
就延续到西斯加王，然后约西亚王年间。
And also continue through King Hezekiah and Josiah.
然后一直到以斯帖和尼希米的时代。
And until the days of Ezra and Nehemiah.
大概有六百年的时间。
So there's totally about 600 years.
诗篇的第一卷也是相当于创世纪。
And the first psalm is equivalent to the Genesis. If you just flip through the first book of Psalms,
你发现大部分的诗篇都是大卫写的。
You find that most of the Psalms are written by David.
如果你翻一翻，你看第三篇他就开始就讲到是大卫逃避他儿子亚沙龙的时候做的诗。
And when you look at Psalm 3, it says that it is a Psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom.
然后你第四篇，然后你一直去看，就看到。大部分都是这样。
And you continue and you see that most of the Psalms were written by David.
大卫是一个以色列的王。
David was a king of Israel.
应该说他是以色列中最好的王。
And he could be the best king in Israel.
圣经称他为合神心意的王。
The Bible says he is a man after God's own heart.
虽然他也犯过非常严重的这样的过犯。
Even though he had some grave iniquities.
我们提到大卫的那个时代大约是公元前一千年的时候。
And we saw that David's time is about A.D. 1000.
圣经有许多的篇幅是在记载大卫的。
B.C. 1000.
大卫的事迹。
We can always see the things that David, his...
像在很多的篇幅就像在撒母耳记上下还有列王记那里都会有很多的记载。
And we saw that the Bible recorded a lot of the things that David, about David in like 1 Samuel and the prophets.
今天我们看诗篇的第一篇。
And today we look at Psalm 1.
我们就发现诗篇的第一篇和第二篇是没有告诉我们是谁写的。
And we see that Psalm 1 and 2 didn't record who wrote those.
但如果你熟悉圣经的话，你会知道，在新约的某一个地方，是圣灵有指证说，这诗篇第二篇是大卫写的。
And if you're familiar with the scriptures, you would see that in the New Testament, it says that Psalm 2 was written by David.
而且呢，诗篇第一篇和第二篇是紧密联系的。
And also Psalm 1 and 2 are like they're connected.
所以许多的圣经学者也认为诗篇第一篇也是大卫写的。
So many scholars believe that Psalm 1 was written by David.
也有许多的圣经学者也告诉我们诗篇第一篇它是整个诗篇的一个引言和概述。
And scholars also tell us that Psalm 1 is like the introduction of the Psalms.
我们刚才读过诗篇第一篇它很简单一共就只有六节。
We just read Psalm 1. It's very simple, has six verses.
稍微细致一点我们可以把它分为三段。
And in detail, we can divide it into three sections.
讲在大纲我们也写在这个程序单的上面。
And it was written in the program in the...
所以第一段就是从第一节到第三节。
The first section is from verse 1 to 3.
说的是这人是有福的。
It says, blessed is the man.
告诉我们神所祝福的人是怎么样的一个人。
It tells us what kind of a man is blessed by God.
然后第四、第五节是告诉我们恶人是不蒙神的祝福。
And verse 4 and 5 tells us the wicked is not blessed by God.
站立不住，必要灭亡。
And they cannot withstand in the judgment.
然后用了一个比喻，就像说到恶人像糠秕被风吹散。
And uses an example, the wicked is like the chaff that blows, the wind blows away.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it like that?
第六节就告诉我们。
Then verse 6 tells us.
因为耶和华就是那一位创造宇宙万物，那位独一的真神，他知道义人的道路。
It tells us that the Lord, who is the creator of the universe, watches over the way of the righteous.
他也知道恶人的道路必然灭亡。
And he knows the way of the wicked will perish.
好，下面我们就稍微细致的，我们一节一节来看。
Let us look at each verse more in detail.
在原文也在 NIV 那里，我们知道第一句话这人是有福的，是在第一。Verse 就是在第一句里面的。
In the first verse, the first phrase says, "Blessed is the man."
啊，中文是把它放在第二句里面。
In the Chinese translation, is actually the second phrase.
Yeah. 并且开头的第一个字就是有福的。
And
blessed.
The first word is blessed.
或者说这个。蒙福的人，然后是怎么样怎么样
？It's this person is blessed.
所以第一点我们看到，就是我们的神是一个赐福的神。
The first point is we see that our Lord is one who is who blesses.
我们知道各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从神而来。
Every good and perfect gift is from God.
在他没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
In him there is no change, and it's without shifting shadows.
神是一切祝福的源头。
And he is the origination of all blessings.
我们记得在创世纪的时候。
We saw that in Genesis.
第一章告诉我们。
Chapter 1 tells us,
神创造了天地、天空，然后地上的各样的植物。
God created the heaven and the earth and all the vegetation in it.
然后神看的是好的。
And God saw that it was good.
神又创造了鱼，然后又创造了飞鸟。
And he created the fish and birds.
然后神就赐福说，滋生繁多。
And God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number."
然后神又照着他的形象，然后造男造女。
And God created His own image, created man in His own image.
然后就赐福说，要生养众多，遍满地面。
And God blessed them and said to them to be fruitful and increase in number.
所以我们看到神他的意念他是赐福的一个神。
So we can see that God is a God of blessings.
不幸的是当亚当和夏娃他们被魔鬼诱惑然后就吃了那个分别善恶树的果子之后。
And even after Adam and Eve sinned and ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
他们背逆了神。
They sinned against God.
罪就进来了。
And sin entered the world.
然后就带下了咒诅。
And brought curses.
然后他们就与神隔绝。
And they were separated from God.
所以就有了恶人。
And that's the beginning of the wicked.
恶人，那你看那个意思的话，就讲到是不敬虔的人。
The wicked is same as ungodly.
就讲到人里面的。On the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah. 然后又有了罪人。
And then there are sinners.
就讲到是那种犯罪的人。
Those people that committed sins.
还讲到是行为上的。
It's about their action.
然后又有了亵慢人
and there are mockers.
然后在箴言21章24节就给亵慢人下了一个定义
and in Proverbs chapter 21 verse 24 it defines what a mocker is.
他那里就讲到是心骄气傲的人就名叫亵慢
and it says the proud and the arrogant his name is mocker.
他行事狂妄
and it behaves with overweening pride
都出于骄傲
and it comes from pride
你知道里面不敬虔就容易犯罪
and if our inside is ungodly it's easy for us to sin
里面不敬虔也容易骄傲
and if we're ungodly we are easy to be prideful
如果再加上那个很容易就自我膨胀就成为亵慢。
So if we are arrogant, then we become a mocker.
所以有的时候，如果做了坏事又没有受到什么应得的惩罚，或者做了不道德的事情，反而他成功了，那就会更加是行事狂妄。
And if we committed a sin and was not punished, then our action would become more arrogant.
神是公义的神
God is just
所以第一节就从反面来告诉我们神所赐福的人是不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路也不坐亵慢人的位置
So the first verse tells us from a negative perspective that we should notWe does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
随着我们年纪的增长
as we age, as we grow up,
还没那么快。我们遇见的人多了，我们就会遇到有恶人。
And the more people we meet, we find we run into the wicked.
不敬虔的人你会遇到不敬虔的人你们会遇到罪人
and we would meet sinners.
有的是大罪有的是小罪
and some are big and some are small.
会遇到亵慢人
and we meet mockers.
是吧当我们经历的事情也多了
as we have more experience
我们就会遇到这个恶人的计谋
and then we will see the counsel of the wicked.
你也会遇到这个罪人的道路
and we'll see the way of the sinners
和亵慢人的座位
and the seat of the mockers
在新的一年里实在是愿神在用这里的话来提醒也是警戒我们在我们的生活里面是不要从恶人的计谋也不要占罪人的道路也不要坐亵慢人的座位
And in this new year, may the Lord continue to encourage us and warn us about our lives so that we're not walking in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers.
第二节就是从正面来告诉我们是 是如何蒙福。
And the second verse tells us in the affirmative that how we can be blessed.
如何能够不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的作为。
How we can not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
第二节告诉我们是唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便没有福。
The second verse tells us that if our delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law we meditate day and night.
耶和华的律法在旧约的时候，狭义的讲是讲到摩西的五经。
And the law of the Lord is in the Old Testament is about the book of laws.
所以广义一些就讲到旧约里面凡神借着先知、君王和祭司所记载下来的话，就讲到整本的旧约。
Or in general, about if it's about all the words of the prophets, it shows the entire Old Testament.
现在我们在新约的光中，这耶和华的律法也可以指到是整本，像整本的新旧约的圣经，全部神所说的话。
And in the light of the New Testament, we can say that it is the Word of God, which is the entire Bible, is the law of God.
所以在第二节跟第三节的前面一半，我想实在是在新年里面也是我们弟兄姊妹，我想一个彼此一个很好的劝勉。
And so verse 2 and 3 in this new year is a good encouragement for all brothers and sisters.
实在是让我们在新年里面过一个读主的话，喜爱读主的话，并且是能够与主过一个与主交通的生活。
And so in this new year, brothers and sisters, delight is in the law of the Lord and to
fellowship.
And to have fellowship with God.
那第二节是讲到喜爱和思想耶和华的律法，耶和华的话，神的话。
And verse 2 talks about delight in the word of God and meditates on the word of God.
第三节的前面一半就用一个比喻，讲到树栽在溪水旁，那讲到树它的根能够探到水源，而生命的源头能够连接在一起。
And verse 3 uses an example of a tree planted by a stream of water, and its roots can get to the source of life, which is the water.
所以这里是讲到交通。
So here it talks about fellowship.
所以爱主的话和与主的交通，这是两件紧密连在一起的事。
So the delight in the word of God and the fellowship with God, they are tightly connected.
我们很感谢主，在差不多十年前，神把我们带到这里一个很注重神话语的教会。
I really thank God that ten years ago God brought me to a church that places importance in the Word of God.
你知道，在这里每个星期五我们也有一起的查经，实在这是很宝贵。
You know, every Friday we also have a Bible study. Studying the Word of God is very precious.
我们在这里也学习到读圣经不是单靠头脑和理性，实在是需要圣灵的光照和启示。
Here we also learned that just studying the Word of God is not just through knowledge, and it also needs to be illuminated by the Spirit.
所以我们是带着一个渴慕的心、一个祷告的心和谦卑的心来读主的话。
So we have to have a humble heart to come and study the Word of God.
刚才我们读到诗篇119篇18节那里。
Just now we read Psalm 119 verse 18.
诗人有一个祷告。
The psalmist has a prayer.
他说求你开我的眼睛，使我看清， 使我看出耶和华律法中的奇妙。
He said, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law."
所以诗人里面很清楚，他知道靠他自己不行。
The psalmist clearly knows that he cannot just depend on himself.
所以不能靠他自己，他不能看出神话语中的奇妙，他需要神来开他的眼睛。
Just by himself, he cannot see the wonderful things of God, and he needs God to open his eyes.
所以用新约的话来说，就是我们需要圣灵来开我们里面的眼睛，来光照和启示。
So in the words of the New Testament, we need the Holy Spirit to open our spiritual eyes.
所以在诗篇三十六篇第九节那里。也讲到说是在你那里有生命的源头，然后在你的光中我们必得见光。
And in Psalm 36 verse 9 it's also said that for with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light.
这里也是经常说到，是说到我们在生命的源头里面因着有这样的一个交通，所以在圣灵的光中我们一起来读圣经的时候，那么我们就能见到那个光，那个真光。
And so we see that in it tells us that in our spirit we can see the true light through the Holy Spirit, the light of the Holy Spirit.
就讲到在读圣经的时候，我们能在圣经里面读出耶稣基督。
And in the and through the Scripture we can read about Jesus.
我们有一首很喜爱的歌曲，我们经常唱的，是在诗歌本的581首。
There's a hymn that we sing, hymn 581.
那个题目是主耶稣我渴慕活在你的面前。
We like to live before the Lord.
在第二节里面有这样一句话，和求你用你的荣耀来照亮每一句。
And it says that may your glory light up every word.
这说的是同样的一件事情，我们需要圣灵的光照。
It talks about the same thing. It needs the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
要不然读圣经就会变得一件很枯燥无味的事情。
Otherwise, studying the scripture would be very boring.
但是在交通中读，在神的光中读，就会让我们真实的明白喜爱和耶和华的律法。
And reading it in the light of the Spirit would help us to really have delight in the Word of God.
也让我们能够学习分辨什么是恶人的计谋，什么是罪人的道路，什么是亵慢人的座位。
It can also help us to discern what is the counsel of the wicked, what is the way of the sinners, what is the seat of the mockers.
让我们里面有一个敬畏神的心。
So in our heart, we have a fear for the Lord.
刚才读到的也是以赛亚书六十六章第二节那里。
And also we just read Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2.
那你也讲耶和华他说，我所看顾的人，这样更准确一点是说，我所看重的人，就是虚心痛悔，因主的话，因耶和华的话而战惊的人。
And he said,the one that I esteem, he is the one who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
就在真实的神的交通里面，因着神的话而战惊，我们才能真的是不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，也不做亵慢人的座位。
And it is in the true fellowship that we can that we will not beIn the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or see.
即使有的时候会有一时的好处，或者一时的那些快感。
Even though there may be a temporal benefit.
所以一到三节是讲到这样一个蒙福的人。那么我们就问，蒙福的人会怎么样呢？
Verse 1 to verse 3 is about the blessed, the man that is blessed, and what would that be like?
所以第三节后面就继续告诉我们，蒙福的人他会按时结果子。
And so the second part of verse 3 tells us that they will yield its fruit in season.
因为是与生命的源头,
because we're connected to the source of life.
所以这果子是讲到里面的生命它丰富了，然后就是这样的流露出来。
And so it tells us that as our life becomes abundant, it will flow out.
就借着果子这样流露出来。
And through the yielding of the fruits.
所以真实的喜爱神的话，所以里面就会结出圣灵的这样的果子，圣灵所结的果子。
So if we truly delight in the law of the Lord, then we will yield the fruit in the Holy Spirit.
然后也讲到叶子不枯干。
It says the leaf will not wither.
所以现在往外面一看，所以外面的所有的树叶都掉了，大部分树叶都掉了。
When you look outside, all the trees, all the leaves and the trees has fallen.
除了一些松树，所以你讲到说叶子不枯干。
Except the evergreen trees, pine trees.
Yeah, 我们知道我们年长的有一个年长弟兄姊妹们有一个聚会，就是一个长青的聚会。
We have a meeting for the elderly brothers and sisters. We call it the evergreen.
让我们里面这个虽然年长，但是里面却能够是一天新吃一天。
So even though we're our flesh is age, but our inside is new, newly created every day.
当叶子是讲到是外面的行为。
And the leaves are refers to our actions.
会讲到外面就会有好行为，能够让神能够得荣耀。
So it would say that it refers to that we have good actions and we give glory to God.
然后下面第三节也讲到说，他凡他所做的。 都蒙神祝福，也都凡事顺利。
And finally, verse 3 says, whatever he does prospers.
新的一年我想我们都很愿意说祝福的话，所以都新的一年我们也是真是祝大家也是，这是凡所做的尽都顺利，我们常常都讲的心想事成，万事如意这样的话。
And in the new year, we like to say something, we like to bless others, and we like to say whatever you do will prosper.
但实在是求神来在我们心里面能够把那个得到，让我们能够得到那个真实的祝福。
And may the Lord give us the true blessing in our heart.
我们也会问,这一个蒙福的人是谁?
And we may also ask, who is this blessed person?
因为后面三节是讲到说恶人必然灭亡。
So because in last three verses says the wicked will perish.
不蒙祝福，他们不蒙祝福。
And they will not be blessed.
所以很自然的，前面三节就说到那蒙福的人是义人。
So naturally we see that the people who are blessed are the righteous.
在新约的光中也有弟兄。 他们进一步的告诉我们,
and in the light of the Holy, in the New Testament, brothers tells us,
他这一个人是单数的,
this person is singular.
他讲到,
and this person is Christ.
Wow, 但我想, 但是看到这里的时候, 里面就有一个开启。
And I have this revelation when I see this when I have this
当第一个人亚当,
the first man had fallen, Adam.
但是那第二个人成为神所真正所要的人，就是基督，那是第二个人。
So the second man is the man that God wants, and is Christ.
而与基督同来的，我们看见了是那个新人。
And also the one that comes with Christ is this new man.
就是那因信称义与基督联合的这一人。
It's one who is united with Christ, who is justified by faith.
所以这个新人是指到基督和他的教会。基督是头，教会是他的身体。
And this new man is also talks about that his church, and that Christ is the head and the church is the body.
这一个新人, 正是神的旨意。
And this new man is God's purpose.
我们去年一直在讲 罗马书。
Last year we studied the book of Romans.
罗马书那你也告诉我们, 说你若口里认耶稣为主, 心里相信神, 叫他从死里复活, 就必然得救。
And Romans tells us that if you confess your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
并且我们是受浸归入基督。
And we are baptized into Christ.
归入这个新人，这个蒙福的人里面。
And baptized into this new man, this blessed man.
我刚才读到诗篇32篇第1、第2节，大卫那里告诉我们。
And just now we read Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2. David tells us,
他得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的人，这是有福，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit.
那是靠着相信无罪的主耶稣在十字架上代替我们的罪过，他的宝血遮盖我们的罪，我们才能在神面前算为没有罪的，得以称义蒙福。
It is through the Lord Jesus Christ who has no sin that through his blood that we can be counted as that we have no sin.
主耶稣复活的第一个晚上, 他向门徒们显现。
And when Jesus, after his resurrection, he showed himself to his disciples.
但那12个门徒里面有一个叫多马的, 他不在。
One of the disciples, Thomas, was not there, and he refused to believe.
8天后，主耶稣亲自来向他显现。
And 8 days later, Jesus showed himself to Thomas.
让他摸主钉痕的手。
So they can touch his nail-pierced hand.
看入主被枪所刺的那个肋旁。
And touched his side, that spear.
多马就发出了在新约里面对主耶稣最伟大的一个承认。
And so Thomas confessed.
Yeah, 他就说, 我的主, 我的神。
He said, "My God, my Lord."
所以主耶稣就对多马说, 你因看见我才相信。 那没有看见就信了的人有福了。
He said, "It is when you see and you believe, but blessed are those who believe without seeing."
今天在这里，若你还没有相信主，
If you're here and if you have not yet believed in Jesus,
但愿主的话能够进入到你的心里。
May the word of God enter your heart.
让你能够凭信心。 而不凭眼见,
that you can rely on your faith not by sight,
能够接受主耶稣基督为救主,
and to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
成为那没有看见就有福了的人,
to become one that have belief and without seeing,
那个真实的能够蒙神所祝福的人,
so that you can truly be blessed.
然后第四、第五节就讲到恶人并不是这样，他并不蒙福。
And verse 4 and 5 talks about the wicked.
恶人有一个双重的灭亡。
That they perish
double
double
double doom. are.
One is when they are judged. And they will not be able to stand in judgment. That is the judge, the perish because of the judgment.
另外一个, 他是在义人的会中,
and the second one is in the assembly of the righteous, there's the same, that one too.
描写恶人的时候, 还用了一个比喻, 用的是另外一个比喻, 不是像树, 而讲到说他是像康壁。
And when referring to the wicked, and another example was used, they're not the like the tree, they're like the chaff.
康壁是什么呢?
So what is the chaff?
我们知道麦子, 它是由两部分来组成的。
We know that a kernel of wheat is made up of two parts.
The wheat有 two parts. Okay. 一个是它的麦粒, 就是那个 kernel.
One is the kernel.
另外一部分就是它的那个外壳。
The other is the outside. The
shell or the cover.
Chaff.
我们知道麦粒是可以吃的, 是可以供应人的。
And we know that the kernel could be consumed, could be eaten.
但糠壁是麦子的外壳,
and the chaff is the outside.
它里面是空的,
it's empty.
然后它也很轻, 没有分量, 很容易就是被风吹散,
and it's very light and can be blown away by the wind.
主耶稣在约翰福音12章24节, 那你说道,
Jesus in John chapter 12 verse 24 said,
他告诉我们, 主说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 他说, 一粒麦子不落在地上, 死了, 仍旧是一粒, 若是死了, 就结出许多的籽粒来。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
所以是在NIV那里就说的更准确, 他说的是一粒麦粒, 是讲到那个kernel, 它里面的那个核。
And in NIV it says it's a kernel of wheat.
它讲到是宇宙中那独一的生命。
It talks about it is the life in the universe, the only life.
然而它道成了肉身。
It become it becomes man.
然后他就成为一个最深的形象。
It take on flesh.
但他却是没有罪。
But he is without sin.
落在地里, 讲到他降生在马槽里。
Falls to the ground is about Jesus coming to the earth.
然后他在十字架上就为我们的罪而死。
And because of our sin, he died on the cross.
感谢神, 主耶稣他也复活了。
And praise the Lord that our Lord Jesus resurrected.
叫信靠他的人得生命, 就结出许多的籽粒来。
So those who believe in him can have life, and it's like becoming many seeds.
这些结出来的籽粒, 和原来的那一颗籽粒, 还有一点的不一样。
And the many seeds are just slightly different from the first original kernel of wheat.
不错, 在我们信主的人里面, 我们是有了一个新的生命, 是基督的生命, 是那麦子的生命。
Yes, those who are saved has a new life. It is this life of the wheat, kernel of wheat.
但罗马书我们讲到第六章那里有告诉我们, 在我们里面仍旧有一个旧人, 一个从亚当而来的一个老旧人。
But Romans chapter 6 tells us that in us there is an old self.
多少的时候我们看到义人这个字的时候我们会想到我们自己。
And many times we look, see the word the righteous, we think of ourselves.
看到恶人,罪人,亵慢人, 我们都会想到别人,
and when we read about the sinners and the mockers, we think of others.
但是在愿圣灵来光照我们, 让我们看见, 我们这个己, 我们这个肉体, 我们这个是那恶人, 是那罪人, 是那亵慢人, 是那个康壁。
May the Holy Spirit show us in his light that we are the wicked, the sinners and the mockers.
感谢神，神的救恩并不停在这里。
Praise the Lord that His salvation does not stop here.
主耶稣不单只让我们得生命，并且让我们得的更丰盛。
That Jesus not only give us eternal life, but a life that is more abundant.
他说讲到这浩大的救恩是要让我们灵魂体全然成圣。
And He sanctified both our body, our mind, soul, and spirit.
神是信实的，而且他必成就这事。
And God is faithful; He will complete these things.
圣灵就继续这样的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to work.
圣灵有许多的表号。
And there are many signs in the.
风是其中的一个。
The wind is also.
你知道，在主耶稣和尼哥底母的对话里面，主耶稣就说到：“风随着自己的意思吹，你们听见风声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是这样。”
And Jesus said that the wind comes and goes wherever it pleases.
在这里，我们看到风是代表圣灵。
And here it shows that the wind represents the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不单只是从圣灵生，圣灵也在我们每一个信徒身上做那更深的工作。
So not only are we born of the Spirit, but the Spirit continues to work on us.
让我们能够脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So that we can shed the old self and put on the new self.
让我们的老旧人能够像糠秕一样被风吹散。
So that our old man could be like the chaff that's blown away by the wind.
里面的那个新人，就是那基督的生命，能够流露彰显出来。
And this new man inside us, which is the life of Christ, will be manifested.
圣灵就安排我们各样的环境。
So.The Holy Spirit will set.
所以有南风，有北风就吹来。
So there are the south wind and the north wind.
我们知道麦妮和麦壳，它是粘得很紧的。
We know that the chaff is really connected to the kernel.
它很不容易分开。
It's not easy to separate.
要分开的时候，有时候还会挺痛。
And it's painful to have it separated.
前一阵子 Kansas City 很冷，温秋到零下十几度。
Last couple of weeks it was very cold here in Kansas City. It was as a wind chill below zero.
所以在外面走走的时候就特别冷，说那个风吹起来就好像这个刮的脸都很疼。
It's when we outside, when the wind blows, it's like cutting with a knife.
所以就想有一个中文有一个词叫做风如刀割。
And Chinese has a saying that the wind is like a knife, cuts like a knife.
所以我们知道风可以像刀一样，它很锋利。
And the wind is like a knife that's sharp.
它可以吹进麦粒和麦壳之间那很细的缝那里。
It can enter the gap between the chaff and the kernel.
然后它能够把麦粒和麦壳分开。
And separate the kernel from the.
然后能把那糠秕吹散。
And then take the chaff and blow it away.
这是十字架的工作。
And this is the work of the cross.
这种时候常常是会带有痛苦和忧伤。
And many times it comes with pains and sufferings.
我们一开始讲到诗篇是赞美的诗篇。
And we said that the Psalm 1 is a praising psalm.
有弟兄更进一步讲到诗篇乃是赞美的祭。
And others also said that it is as a worship.
It's a
sacrifice. It's an
sacrifice. 所以赞美它变为一个祭。
So praise becomes a sacrifice.
这个赞美的祭是因为 你受伤了，痛苦。
And this sacrifice is because you've been pained.
有的时候你在神面前有一个经历，让你几乎是连眼泪都来不及流。
And sometimes our experience before the Lord is our sufferings.
但是你仍旧能够赞美神，说主啊，你所做的没有错。
And if you can still praise the Lord and say that yes, what you have done is right.
这是赞美的祭。
And this is a sacrifice of praise.
这就是为什么诗篇里的赞美能这样的打动我们的心。
And this is why the praising in the Psalms can touch our hearts.
也能叫我们得到许多的帮助。
And can help us.
因为是在诗篇的时候，它是赞美的那个祭。
It is because it is a sacrifice of praise.
康帝这个字在新约里面也用了一次，就是我们读到那个马太福音第三章十二节呢。
This word chaff is also used in the New Testament, and it's used in Matthew chapter 3 verse 12.
Yeah. 然后刚才我们也读到了，施洗约翰在介绍主耶稣的时候就说到，他要用施洗约翰，他是用水来施洗，是吧？他讲主耶稣的时候，他说他要用圣灵和火给你们施洗。
And this is the John the Baptist talks about Jesus that he came to baptize us in with water and fire.
Holy Spirit and fire.
Holy Spirit and fire.
你知道这个预言是在五旬节就已经实现了。
So this prophecy was fulfilled in
Pentecost. 接着在三章十二节，施洗约翰就继续讲，他说他就讲到我们的主，他手里拿着钵旗，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，糠必用不尽的火烧尽。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 12, John the Baptist continued to say that his winnowing fork is in his hand and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
So 这里描写的是一个打麦的禾场。
Here it's talking about the threshing floor.
主是那一个打麦的人。
And the our Lord is the one who's doing the threshing.
他把麦子扬起来。
And he winnowed the grains of wheat.
然后就被风来吹。
So that the wind can blow.
然后麦粒和那个外壳，或者就是糠，那个糠壁就分开。
And the chaff and the kernel separated.
主就把麦子收到仓里，把糠壁就用火烧掉。
And our Lord collected the kernel into the barn and then burned the chaff.
所以这里我们再一次看到麦粒和外壳，它是被风所分开。
And here again we see that the chaff and the kernel is being separated by the wind.
所代表的仍然是十字架在我们身上的管教和炼净的工作。
And again, it's shows the represent the whole discipline in our lives by the Holy Spirit.
这里也提到了打麦的禾场。
Here it talks about the threshing floor.
就是我想起讲上一次冯牧师在讲到罗马书十三章的时候，他就提到阿尔南和阿劳拿的合场。
And caused me to think about last time Reverend Fang talks about the threshing floor of Roma.
他强调的是弟兄彼此相爱就成全了律法。
And he emphasized that brothers need to love one another to fulfill the law.
我们也知道圣殿是建造在禾场和 合场的上面。
And we know that the temple was built on the threshing floor.
冯牧师也特别指出，就是教会也要建立在弟兄相爱的基础上。
And so, Reverend Fang also pointed out that brothers and sisters must build our faith on this
love each other.
To love one another.
所以记得基弟兄在讲罗马书十四章的时候，他也讲到是要务要追求和睦，而彼此建立德性的事。
And Brother Chi also shared with us that we need to make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification.
他用诗篇八十四篇那里讲到，在圣殿，在神的家中，那里有祭坛。在祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找到抱雏之窝。
And he used Psalm 84 to remind us that the sparrow and finds a nesting place in the temple.
后来我们知道，从中国来，在中国以做假肢来侍奉那些伤残人员的吴弟兄和吴姊妹，他们回来的时候，吴姊妹跟我们分享的时候，她也唱一首歌，里面提到祭坛的火。
And you also remember that Brother Wu, who served the Lord in China by making false the limbs, and he assisted the Sister Wu sang a song about the fire of the altar.
Yeah, 所以他勉励我们不要害怕祭坛的火，因为神他在乎。
She reminded us that we are not to be afraid of the fire of the altar.
确实，圣殿是建造在摩利亚山和阿尔南的合场上面。
And the holy temple is built on the threshing floor and Mount Moriah.
圣殿的根基就是这两个故事加在一起。
And the foundation of the temple is these two stories tells us about the foundation.
一个是亚伯拉罕献以撒所代表的奉献，那个奉献所代表的。
One is the story about Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
这里说的是祭坛和祭坛的火。
Here it talks about the altar and the fire of the altar.
另一个就是禾场所代表的。
The other is what the threshing floor represents.
冯牧师告诉我们，禾场的一面，它是弟兄相爱。
And Brother Frank tells us that in the threshing floor there is brothers, the love of brothers and sisters.
另外一方面，就是讲到麦子需要经过禾场才能把麦粒和壳子分开。
And also tells us that the wheat cannot be, has to go through the threshing floor to be separated.
在禾场也代表十字架的工作。
And so the threshing floor also represents the work of the cross.
就是神要在我们心里行割礼。
And it is God will have to circumcise our heart.
在禾场的故事里面，大卫要数点百姓，他是因着骄傲。
And because of his pride, David count his people.
他就坐了亵慢人的座位。
So he sat in the seat of mockers.
他想着借统计的数字来展现自己的成果。
So he was going to tell how great he was doing by numbers.
他就随了他那个计，他的恶人，那恶人的计谋。
And so he was in the council of the wicked.
他那样做了，他也就站在对罪人的路上。
And he stood in the way of sinners.
这些都证明大卫的身上他能有刚愎的存在。
And all these show that in David, his chaff is still there.
如果耶稣基督是坐在大卫的宝座上，
If Jesus sat in the throne of David,
那么神一定要炼尽大卫，
So God has to sanctify David.
神一定要把大卫带到厄尔南的禾场。
And God has to bring David to the threshing floor of Arunah.
因为在撒母耳记下的最后一章，那是一幅怜悯的图画。
And in 2 Samuel, it shows us the picture.
那是一幅怜悯的图画。
It's a picture of
mercy. 当大卫看到神的怜悯，他悦纳了他的祭物。
When David saw the mercy of God, and God accepted his sacrifice,
他就看见了那是怜悯所发生的地方。于是他就说，这是神的殿。
So when he saw that this is the place where God's mercy is, he said that this is the where the temple is.
所以禾场不单只代表了十字架的工作，它也代表了神的怜悯。
So not only is the threshing floor represent the work of the cross, it is also represent God's mercy.
启示录也告诉我们。耶稣基督他要再来。
Revelation also tells us that God will, Jesus will come again.
我们要与基督作王一千年。
And that we will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
这是神对我们所怀的意念。
And this is what God has promised us.
这也是为什么神要做他十字架的工作在我们身上。
So this is also why God has have the work of the cross on us.
但实在不要害怕，因为神是怜悯的神。
So we're not to fear because our God is a God of mercy.
神也知道义人的道路。
And He also knows the way of the righteous.
这是最后一节所告诉我们的。
So it tells us in the last verse of Psalm 1.
最后一点点，也讲到最后一节里面。这个知道的这个字是很有丰富的含义。
The last verse is about God watches over the way of the righteous.
他这里讲到不单只是知，他有知道的意思，但 NIV 也讲得很好，他说有一个 watch over， 他是在看顾。
And God not only knows the way of the righteous, but it also watches over the way of the righteous.
他还有指教，也有引导和教导这样的意思。
And it also has the meaning of teaching, teaches us the way.
所以神不单只是知道义人的道路，神也看顾义人的道路。
So the Lord not only knows the way of the righteous, but God also watches over the way of the righteous.
他也引导我们，指导我们走义人的道路。
And He also leads us to walk in the way of the righteous.
好，我们一起有一个低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你实在是怜悯慈爱的主。
Lord, we thank you because you are truly a God of mercy.
求你的爱来吸引我们，让我们能够喜爱主你自己的话，过一个与主你交通的生活。
May you draw us, may your love draw us close to you, and so that we can follow you and have a way of life that pleases you.
让我们也愿意，我们在更多的认识里面，我们能够愿意把我们自己献上，好让主你十字架在我们身上能够做那更深的工作。
May we be willing to offer ourselves to you as a sacrifice that your work could be work more deeper within us.
我们感谢主，你实在是知道也引导我们的道路。
Lord, we thank you that you also know our way and would lead our way.
我们感谢你把圣灵放在我们里面，一直在带领我们。
We thank you for placing Holy Spirit in us to lead us.
圣灵也不停止他的工作，一直到他把我们引到天家里面。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit would not stop working until He leads us to our heavenly home.
一直到你完成主你在我们身上的旨意。
Until you complete your will in us.
主啊，愿你的旨意在我们身上，在每一个家庭，也在教会里面都能够成就。
And may your will be done in every one of the family and in us.
谢谢主，我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.